Flashback, Ilhan Omar tells Al Jazeera our country should be more fearful of white men. By Joshua Kaplan on July 25, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, suggested in a recently resurfaced interview that Americans should be more fearful of white men than radical Islamic terror. In an August 2018 interview with Al Jazeera host Mehdi Hassan, the far-left squad member was asked for her thoughts on the purported rise of Islamophobia in the wake of terror attacks such as the Manhattan bike path massacre that killed 8 people. I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country, Omar claimed. And so if fear was the driving force of policies to keep America safe, Americans safe inside of this country, we should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men, she added. Omar is no stranger to coming under fire for making controversial statements. In 2012, Omar wrote on Twitter that Israel has hypnotized the world. The Minnesota Democrat created a political firestorm in February when she suggested pro-Israel Congress members' support for the Jewish state was all about the Benjamins, an anti-Semitic dog whistle that lawmakers are bribed into backing the Middle East's sole democracy. Further, Omar has minimized the September 11, 2001, terror attacks, describing the tragedy as some people did something. She has also mocked the threat of Al-Qaeda, joking about how her professor would dramatically pronounce the names of terrorist groups to underscore their malevolence. President Trump slammed Omar's remarks at a recent campaign rally in Greenville, North Carolina, where chants of "send her back" broke out. Omar minimized the September 11 attacks on our homeland, saying some people did something, said President Trump. Some people did something? Yeah, some people did something, all right. She pleaded for compassion for ISIS recruits attempting to join the terrorist organization. She was looking for compassion. Omar laughed at Americans speak of Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone, and remarked that, you don't say America with this intensity. You say Al-Qaeda, makes you proud. Al-Qaeda. Makes you proud. You don't speak that way about America, he added.